was a dark, stormy night as the train rattled on. All the passengers had gone to bed, except a young man with a baby in his arms sat there with a bowed down head. The innocent one began crying just then, as though its poor heart would break. One angry man said, "Make that child stop its noise, for it's keeping all of us awake."
This is Lee Hazelwood.
And Nancy Sinatra.
You know, some velvet morning when I'm straight, I'm gonna turn on
WGXC Macra, Hudson Catskill.
Hey, cowboy, where'd you get that funny hat?
90.7 FM.
Turn out for a special performance from Leah Bertucci, Sunday, September 18th at Opus 40 in Saugerties. Bertucci is performing on electronics, voice, samples, and multi-channel radio using four low-range FM transmitters provided from Wavefarm and used to send audio throughout the performance to radios installed within the labyrinth walls of Opus 40 to create a spatialized sonic gesture. Audience members are urged to circulate among the Opus 40 grounds to hear, to make their own live mix of the performance. Bertucci is working with Ben Vita, Zach Layton, and Victoria Ketty on the project. It's Sunday, September 18th from 4:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Opus 40 in Saugerties. Find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Tunstall Studio Publishing of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC Newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories. Brian Hubert reports for the Daily Freeman that as of September 3rd, the Napanock Point wildfire was 75% contained, and firefighters expect to have it fully contained by the end of the Labor Day weekend, the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation said. DEC spokesperson Laurie Severino said the fire remained active as of September 3rd, but officials lowered the estimate of acreage burned from 163 acres to 142 acres. Ulster County officials said the estimate of the area burned decreased because they received more accurate data. The latest reports had 75% of the fire under a manageable condition where it cannot spread further, Severino said. The department said no homes or businesses have been affected by the fire. Severino said 129 people were working on the fire Saturday, down from nearly 200 the previous day. She said the mutual aid continues from firefighters and departments in Dutchess County and as far away as Quebec in Canada. Quote, bulldozers and hand crews from multiple agencies will continue to build indirect and direct control lines, unquote, a post on Ulster County's Instagram page said on September 4th. The post also said that state police helicopters will continue bucket drops to cool hotspots. The Napanock Point fire is believed to have started on August 2nd because of a lightning strike. The rain overnight on August 30th helped to slow the fire spread and allowed firefighters to construct control lines. Another wildfire at Minnewaska State Park, the Stony Kill Fire, was contained as of September 2nd, Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan said in a Facebook post. The Wurtsboro Fire in Sullivan County is now 100% contained with 75 acres burned there, Severino said. The Minnewaska Preserve remains closed at least through Labor Day weekend. Read more about the story in the Daily Freeman. The Village of Athens last week joined other municipalities in the Hudson Valley and imposed restrictions on water usage as a result of the ongoing regional drought. Village officials September 2nd notified residents that the lack of rainfall has resulted in seriously low water levels at the village reservoir. The water warning was immediately went into effect. Mayor Amy Sirago has imposed mandatory limits on water use for a variety of purposes, including watering lawns, washing cars, pressure washing, and any other non-essential use. Those restrictions will remain in place until further notice. Under the rules, residents are strongly discouraged from planting new sod and are strongly encouraged to postpone planting of all new shrubs, flowers, trees, gardens, and other landscaping until conditions subside. Water runoff is strictly prohibited. Residents are advised to eliminate the use of water to maintain ornamental fountains, artificial waterfalls, reflection pools, and decorative water bodies for aesthetic or scenic purposes. And filling swimming pools, wading pools, or hot tubs is forbidden. Officials put conditions at stage two, calling for increased public awareness and the enforcement of mandatory measures such as watering restrictions. At the water warning stage, the village is expected to reduce the collective water demand by 30%. Read more at AthensVillageNY.com. Ted Remsnyder reports for Columbia Green Media that Bread Folks Bakery, an establishment that offered gourmet breads and pastries in Hudson, has closed its doors for good after 2 years of operation, according to an August 29th social media post from company owner Norma Jean Roy. Roy said the business, located in the 300 block of Warren Street, had run its course despite its success. Quote, in the 2 years we've been open, we've served over 200,000 customers and made over 400,000 breads and pastries on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. While this may seem small by some bigger bakery standards, that's a lot for our small bakery staff and our small town of Hudson. We shattered our wildest expectations, garnered industry and media accolades, and secured a legion of fans, all in pursuit of excellence. Seeing our relentless line start 30 minutes before opening every day always left us in awe and made us grateful, unquote. A fashion photographer by profession, Roy said Bread Folks had reached its business milestone sooner than anticipated, and that he decided to close the bakery's retail location and, quote, focus all our energy on Bread Folks' next chapter, unquote. Lori Dardenny, owner of Steiner Sports, located across the street from the bakery, said she has seen the Hudson business community constantly change over the last five decades since her family purchased the bike and ski shop in 1971. Quote, I'm not concerned, unquote, Dardenny said. Quote, I think it was just their choice, unquote. Jonathan Simmons, the owner of Jonathan's Computers, another bakery neighbor, said he would classify the Warren Street business scene as healthy. Quote, if you are in Hudson on the weekends, then you see the large number of people that are out shopping and dining, unquote, he said. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com and read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org.
If you can't make your local town meetings but want to attend, WGXC can help. Currently, local volunteers make recordings and live web streams of the Catskill Town Meetings, the Hudson Common Council Meetings, and the Columbia County Board of Supervisor Meetings. If you miss the live web streams, volunteers post recordings of these meetings as soon as possible at WGXC.org on the newsroom page and in the audio archives. If you're going to local meetings and you have a phone in your pocket, you can help too. Email info@WGXC.org and WGXC will help you share recordings of local meetings and events. You can also use the free WGXC app, available in the App Store, to do your own live webcast from local events. Contact info@WGXC.org for more information about how you can help share valuable local information about your community with your friends and neighbors.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Monday, September 5th. We are 69.9% of the way through the year. 18 days left until fall. Local early morning temperatures range from 60 degrees in Smith Corner to 64 in Kingston. Regional average soil temperature is 69 degrees. A cold front moving through our area will keep it from getting hot today. A high of 71 is expected at 3 p.m. However, it will be rainy with chances growing as the day moves along. Storm chances will be possible this afternoon. Some areas may experience flooding over the next day or so. Overnight, temperatures fall to 61 degrees. It will be muggy, however. And tomorrow, rain continues with chances diminishing in the afternoon. A high temperature of only 65 happens at 5 p.m. Overnight, it's a little dip to 60 degrees with chances for rain ending sometime on Wednesday, which starts warming back up, hitting 74 degrees on the thermometer. Pollen levels for today will be low. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 5:30 a.m., high tide at 10:42 a.m., low tide at 5:33 p.m., and high tide, once again, at 11:15 p.m. Today's current strength will be low, and today's river temperature will be 78 degrees. Sunset today will be at 7:11 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:21 a.m. Looking way up, we see the remnants of a geomagnetic storm subsiding, and solar wind speed is currently 554 kilometers per second at only 1.7 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible, verging on closed even after dark. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 6, storm level. The current sunspot number is 62, and this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Peter Meyer of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Tom Rogerson collaborated with Brian Eno to unlock his improvisational spirit, and we'll hear some of the results on the next Deep Threes. Plus music from the films Run Lola Run, Black Hawk Down, and Rob Zombie's Halloween 2. Deep Threes, music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Listen to music and voices. Listen to work and play. Listen to eat and drink. Listen to noise and fun. Listen to pink and blue. Listen to a heart rainbow. Listen to wizards and witches. Listen to jazz play. Listen to dogs and mice. Listen to Rome and Italy. Listen to Mars and Venus. Listen to the planet. Listen to teeth and trunks. Listen to Kaizen and Violet. Listen to Stars and Stripes. Listen to Texas. Listen to bells and waterfalls. Listen to churches and steeples. Dance and sing and listen and bells. Listen to making things, stripes and zigzags. Bike riding and zigzagging. No, listen to bike riding and curving. Listen to the radio going on and on. Listen to the radio WGXC.
That your pictures in the paper being perfectly admired, you can have it, a one that you have ever desired. All you gotta tell me now is why, why, why.
Tell them in the country, tell them in the town. The miners down in Mingo laid their shovels down. We won't pull another pillow, load another ton, or lift another finger till the union we have won. Stand up, boys, let the bosses know. Turn your buckets over, turn your lanterns low. There's fire in our hearts and fire in our soul, but there ain't gonna be no fire in the hole. daddy died a miner, grandpa he did too. I'll bet this coal will kill me before my working days are through. In a hole that's dark and dirty, an early grave confined, I plan to make a union for the ones I leave behind. Stand up, boys, let the bosses know. Turn your buckets over, turn your lanterns low. Far in our hearts and far in our soul, but there ain't gonna be no far in the hole. There ain't gonna be no far in the hole.
Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
For every story you hear about working people organizing and joining together to form unions at Amazon or Starbucks, there are six or seven or more stories in other industries.
AFL-CIO President Liz Shuler says unions are on the rise across the U.S. this Labor Day. According to the National Labor Relations Board, the number of union elections is up nearly 60% over last year. Former President Donald Trump says the picture of classified documents found at his Mar-a-Lago residence is fake news.
They talk about documents not being properly stored, yet they go in and take documents, dump them on the floor, stage a photo shoot, and pretend that I had done it, like I had put them all over the floor.
Trump spoke at a campaign rally for Pennsylvania Republican Senate candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz. Democrats describe it as a standard police evidence photo and point out Trump has not explained why he had the papers at his Florida home. In Italy over the weekend, Republican South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham defended his recent warning of riots in the streets if former President Trump is prosecuted for his mishandling classified materials.
The tactics used by the FBI to investigate Trump were such that they wanted to get him and they ignored all the stop signs.
Canadian authorities say they remain on the hunt for two armed and dangerous suspects after a stabbing spree Sunday in an Indigenous community. At least 10 people are dead. Rhonda Blackmore with the Saskatchewan Police says the number of injured could be much higher.
Several additional victims have been injured, 15 of which at this point have been transported to various hospitals. There may be additional injured victims who transported themselves to various hospitals.
The Department of Veterans Affairs says it will start providing abortions in certain circumstances, even in states where it's illegal or restricted. Under a new rule, pregnant veterans and VA beneficiaries will be able to get abortions if their life or health would be in danger if the pregnancy went to term. The German government announced a new $65 billion aid plan to combat skyrocketing energy costs and inflation on Sunday. Prices continue to rise across Europe, driven in part by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Private information involving 120,000 taxpayers, many of whom had filed a business return used by tax-exempt organizations, was made public on the IRS's website by accident, the agency said. I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The apparent conspiracy in Michigan to seize and break into vote tabulating machines is widening. Last week, a grand jury was impaneled to examine similar allegations in Georgia. In Michigan, politicians, lawyers, and even a county sheriff allegedly used their influence to take Dominion Voting System's vote tabulators to an off-site location and break into them, seeking evidence of widespread fraud in the 2020 election. The Washington Post has since reported that there is evidence of payments made to contractors by Sidney Powell and Trump's legal team to run an unofficial examination of vote tabulating machines in Michigan, Nevada, and Georgia. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution now reports that a 23-member special grand jury has issued a subpoena for communications between Powell and another Trump attorney with an IT contractor in Georgia who was hired to unofficially examine voting machines. The subpoena included requests for records related to activity in Coffee County, Georgia, and Antrim County, Michigan. An earlier election security lawsuit revealed that employees from the contractor, Sullivan Strickler, copied the voting memory cards of ballot scanners and an election server, and then allegedly shared the records with Powell, Trump campaign staff, and Stop the Steal activist groups. As this alleged conspiracy unfolds, we'll keep you updated. Find a link to the Washington Post reporting and an Atlanta Journal-Constitution article, which includes a who's who of the Georgia investigation, at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.
I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1882. That was the day the first Labor Day parade took place in New York City. But whose idea was it? According to the late Jonathan Grossman, former historian at the Department of Labor, the first Labor Day occurred during a general uptick in working class organizing, strike activity, and militancy that year. Peter McGuire, Carpenters Union General Secretary, is often credited as the father of Labor Day. But others assert that Knights of Labor machinist and New York City's Central Labor Union leader, Matthew McGuire, was the force behind the holiday. The machinist McGuire had been active in the eight-hour movement and later as a Socialist Labor Party politician. By the end of the decade, 400 cities nationwide celebrated the first Monday of September as, quote, a general holiday for the working man. It was already an official holiday in most states when the labor movement started campaigning for a day of recognition at the federal level. Labor militants contend that by 1894, the holiday was promoted for its respectability against the more radical May Day. Another unanswered question remains regarding President Cleveland's motives for signing the federal legislation. The widely accepted view is that Cleveland hoped to win back labor's vote after federal troops crushed the 1894 Pullman strike in early August. But the president signed the legislation much earlier on June 28th. The nationwide boycott against Pullman cars, called by Eugene V. Debs and the American Railway Union, had just begun 2 days earlier. Did he hope to deflate the boycott? What do you think? For many in the Chicago labor movement, the fact that both Labor Day and May Day are linked to the city's history is a source of pride. Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com.
Here's a 2017 release from Catskill artist Brian DeWan. This is The Farmer's March from his album Grange Future.
The morn of strife is blushing, to the contest men are rushing. Onward, gallant knights of labor, be ye men today. Give ye right assistance, on and span the distance of degree that mocks your manhood, manly in resistance. All oppression in your way, let no stigma rest on labor. Vindicate yourself, ye farmers, be ye men today. Mighty in your brawny valor, turn the scoffer's sneer to pallor. Snatch the earth, ye knights of labor, from the idler's sway. Ever bravely daring, ever nobly bearing, all the hardship of the struggle with a weakest sharing, all the spoils that pave your way, toil and honor be your watchword. Bravely on, ye knights of labor, men indeed today.
Sorry.
people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal. And the straw boss said, well, to bless my soul, you load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't know a high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
All right, I'm Tom Rowe at Wave Farm, and we are sitting with Anna Friz and Peter Cordemash, from also known as Absolute Value of Noise. They have a new installation at Wave Farm called Solar Radio. Can you guys explain what that is?
Well, Solar Radio is it's a small kind of AI brainy type thing that sits out in the middle of nowhere and gets power from the sun. So it wakes up in the morning and then makes sounds until the evening. And what it's doing is kind of trying to recreate, in a way, what the sounds that might be around in the environment here at Wave Farm. And it does that. It computes little kind of synthesized voices for frogs and crickets and different things. And then what we've done is we've recorded a bunch of sounds from the farm, and the machine plays with those samples as well and mixes it all together.
Yeah, and then also in the way that this piece sort of has two different temporalities, maybe you could say. It has a present-day material manifestation at Wave Farm. And then also a little part of the narrative is that maybe in an alternate present or in some sort of possible future context, a creature exactly like this that was designed to kind of wake up in the morning and respond to solar activity might have exceeded or outlived the people who designed it. So we might be decades or even centuries into the future, or in a different world where there are no people at Wave Farm, but there are still creatures and there's still this AI sitting installed. And so it's responding to an environment that is not being driven by people as much. So it's not an apocalypse story. It just is one where the designed kind of creature exceeds its design, and in many ways is having an interaction with other kinds of creatures, whether those are crickets or the wandering bear or some kind of weather phenomenon. And it doesn't have batteries, so it's really beholden to the amount of light in the sky and the intensity of the sun, and that makes it be able to turn on and power up and then begin its kind of sonic ruminations, which it transmits.
And I think you called it a creature at one point. Do you think of it as a sentient being, sort of, or?
A little bit. I mean, it's sentient in the same way that when you're someone who works with puppets or with object theater, that there's a kind of understanding of the potential animation or the kind of animateness of the world that isn't only about people. And so, I think, you know, I can't speak for Peter, but I definitely think of it as a kind of creature that has maybe dreams and memories, that that has earworms, you know, it sort of gets stuck on one particular sound and then like wants to sort of listen to it for a while or wants to try to imitate that sound.
It looks kind of like a robot. It's to give people a visual picture. It's a, what's it called, a trestle, the three-legged
The truss.
So the antennas are often hung upon, and it's about 12 feet tall, 15 feet tall?
I think it's more like nine.
So I'm shorter, I guess. It seems imposing, but it and has these, are the solar panels on the top? Is that what?
Yeah, so there's solar cells that are mounted at the top.
In a sort of circular around the top, so they give it kind of a head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they kind of put in an arc to kind of follow the sun around from the morning till the afternoon, so it can pick up the light at different times of day. And it's a little bit weighted to the morning because it takes a lot of power to turn the thing on and not as much power to run it.
It's sort of built around the idea of a really common infrastructure. Like right now, it's not unusual to see things mounted on trusses, you know, whether it's a radio antenna or whether it's, you know, cell phone towers or whatever it might be. Like communications infrastructure deals with this kind of stuff. And so we wanted the piece to stay in that world. Like we didn't, you know, we considered whether or not we would want to do a more customized kind of treatment of the installation. And then we felt like actually it made more sense for it to be made of common materials that were really coming from the world of infrastructure. Because then the sort of unexpected things happens, which is that this particular infrastructure is not just enabling information or entertainment. It's kind of wandering onto its own ruminations, and it has this kind of imaginary element to it.
Is there a metaphor? Is it sort of like a player piano, or what's the kind of existing metaphor for what it is and does?
A player piano? That's an interesting question, because I've done a fair amount of work with player pianos as well. But I think one of the things that I've been doing for years and years is working with what I call generative radio software. And I think more and more people are doing this kind of thing. And it kind of, so the idea is that instead of making like a musical composition, you're working with longer pieces of material that can blend in a kind of like a sound collage way. And so it's kind of dealing with this kind of idea. It has all these different sounds it can play that are based on sounds that it might have heard at some point, and it just kind of rotates and puts them together so that, you know, the crickets happen with certain other sounds that you might hear just if you're walking out in the fields right now, and the frogs happen more with watery sounds and different things like that.
And also our creature, it does try to imitate sounds, so there are synthesized sounds that the AI makes, but there's also synthesized sounds that we made in kind of in collaboration with it in this process of creating it, as well as some of the environmental sounds that we recorded at Wavefarm. So I guess if a player piano could also just improvise a bit, then that's where we'd be at. Mm.
And it only reacts to solar activity, or does it react to anything else?
No, it's just pretty much following the pattern of the sun. So part of the idea is that we're so used to electronics being powered up from a wall socket or something, right? Or a battery. And so the idea is to reconnect our kind of technology and our electronic technology back into the natural world by connecting it very directly with the sun.
You want to play a little sample, and then we can sort of explain to people what they just heard?
Okay, here we go. Thank you.
There's a little taste of Solar Radio from Anna Friz and Peter Cordemache that we're talking to right now about their new installation at Wave Farm. What did we just hear?
What we're hearing is a rainstorm from, what, 2 or 3 days ago?
Mm-hmm.
Mixed up with some sort of synthesized feeling of raindrops, which are those little bloop bloop things going on in there.
Yeah, and so the idea is really to think of this kind of artificial intelligence that is not planning, not holding the nuclear codes and isn't playing chess with chess masters. It's just listening to its environment. It's responding to that environment, and so it's quite simple, these sounds, in many ways that it's producing, but. But in fact, the longer we've spent at Wave Farm engaged with this piece, the more we realized, like, oh, the insects are really electronic already. Like, there's this fun interplay between the things that are, quote, natural and the things that are unnatural. There's a lot of crossover in terms of just the sort of quality of sounds or the purity of a sound, whether it's a sine tone or a more sort of complex layering of things. And then it was fun to be able to add field recordings just to sort of ground the piece in Wave Farm and in, you know, these sort of ways that also relate to other installations around on the property that also, like Pond Station or the, you know, test site for Acoustic Commons that really refer to kind of immediate sounds that are natural to the space.
And it sound different in the winter and the spring and the fall, or? Right now, it's been a dry year, but we're hearing the one rainstorm we had. But is it, what will it sound like in the snow, for instance?
Yeah, we decided to make it so in the wintertime, it'll be a little more minimal and abstract. And in the summertime, spring and summer, you'll get a lot more frogs. And then in the fall, it's kind of in between. And so every part of the piece, all the different combinations can play at any season, but in certain seasons it'll be more of one thing than another.
Yeah, like the way that the generative composition is programmed, it's like there's a possibility for some sounds to turn up and others not to, or for there to be many, many variations. And so it's kind of like we created, figured out what the vocabulary of the world might be, and then that world manifests with these sort of variations over the course of the year.
All right, well, thank you for introducing Solar Radio and bringing it to Wave Farm.
Thank you so much for having us here.
black and white. The prosecutor kept the promise that he made on that day. And the judge got mad and he put me straight away. Now I drive every morning to the work with Bill Klein. Me and the warden go swinging on the Charlotte County road. And I'm working on the highway and down the blacktop. Getting on the highway all day long, I don't stop. Getting on the highway blasting through the bedrock. Getting on the highway, working on the highway. I'm working on the highway.
Never not. Every job they offer used to keep you up the dock. Career opportunity, the one that never not. I hate the Army and I hate the RAF. I don't wanna go fighting in the Germany goo. I hate the seven sides room. I won't open that phone for you. Career opportunity, the one that never not. Every job they offer used to kick you up the dock. Career opportunity, the one that never knocked.
Oi! 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 Bus driver! Ambulance man! Addicted to breakdown! On a man! Bang on a hat to introduce conscription! Bang on a hat to take away my prescription! The one that never knocked. Every job they offer used to kick you out the door. Career opportunity, the one that never knocked. Gary, 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 and I never gonna
knock. Facing the world ain't easy when there isn't anything going. Standing at the corner waiting, watching time go by. Will I go to work today, or shall I bide my time? 'Cause when I see that union man walking down the street, if I live or I die, if I starve or I eat, then he walks up to me.
Some curious weeds I might mention that lend to the landscape no charm. To one, let me call your attention. Keep politics off of your farm. Though weeds will with politics mingle, potatoes with politics fail. Devote your whole mind to your business and make every effort avail. Keep politics off of your farm. Your crops they will certainly harm. If you would successfully labor, keep politics off of your farm. Just keep an eye open to business. Keep posted, but stick to your text. Don't be disconcerted by trifles, and don't be too easily vexed. Don't spend all your time riding hobbies, predicting distress and alarm. You'll find it a great disadvantage to grow politics on your farm. Keep politics off of your farm. Your crops they will certainly harm. If you would successfully labor, keep politics off of your farm. Oh, this is an age of advancement, and kings are the sons of the soil. But political schemers and bosses, full many an effort will foil. Pray take this advice as a warning. You'll find it will work like a charm. Apply yourself strictly to business. Keep politics off of your farm. Keep politics off of your farm. Your crops they will certainly harm. If you would successfully labor, keep politics off of your farm.
Brothers, let us all be marching toward the goal which we would gain. Let us marshal all our forces and our sacred rights maintain. Onward, ever be the watchword.
Here's Catskill's Brian DeWan with Uncle Sam's Farm from his 2017 release Grange Future.
Of all the mighty nations in the east or in the west, well, this glorious Yankee nation is the greatest and the best. We have room for all creation, and our banner is unfurled. Here's a general invitation to the people of the world. Then come along, come along, make no delay. Come from every nation, come from every way. Our lands, they are broad enough, don't be alarmed. For Uncle Sam is rich enough to give us all a farm. St. Lawrence marks our northern line as fast her waters flow, and the Rio Grande our southern bound way down to Mexico. From the great Atlantic Ocean, where the sun begins to dawn, leap across the Rocky Mountains far away to Oregon. Then come along, make no delay. Come from every nation, come from every way. Our lands, they are broad enough, don't be alarmed. For Uncle Sam is rich enough to give us all a farm. Well, the South shall raise the cotton, and the West the corn and pork. New England manufactories shall do up the finer work.
For the deep and flowing waterfalls that course along our hills are just the thing for washing sheep and driving cotton mills. And come along, come along, make no delay. Come from every nation, come from every way. Our lands, they are broad enough, don't be alarmed, for Uncle Sam is rich enough to give us all a farm. Our fathers gave us liberty, but little did they dream the grand results that pour along this mighty age of steam. For our mountains, lakes, and rivers are all a blaze of fire, and we send our news by lightning on the telegraphic wires. And come along, come along, make no delay. Come from every nation, come from every way. Our lands, they are broad enough, don't be alarmed, for Uncle Sam is rich enough to give us all a farm. The brave in every nation are joining heart and hand and flocking to America, the real promised land. And Uncle Sam stands ready with a child upon each arm to give them all a welcome on a lot upon his farm. Then come along, come along, make no delay. Come from every nation, come from every way. Our lands, they are broad enough, don't be alarmed, for Uncle Sam is rich enough to give us all a farm. A welcome warm and hearty do we give the sons of toil to come to the West and settle and labor on free soil. We've room enough and land enough, they needn't feel alarm. Oh, come to the land of freedom and vote yourself a farm. Then come along, come along, make no delay. Come from every nation, come from every way. Our lands, they are broad enough, don't be alarmed, for Uncle Sam is rich enough to give us all a farm. Yes, we're bound to lead the nations, for our mottos go ahead, and we'll tell the foreign paupers that our people are well fed. For the nations must remember Uncle Sam is not a fool, for the people do the voting and the children go to school. So come along, come along, make no delay. Come from every nation, come from every way. Our lands, they are broad enough, don't be alarmed, for Uncle Sam is rich enough to give us all a farm.
Next, we have an interview from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
That interview was from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
You can go there with your family, and you can meet new friends in the library. When you're at the library, you can read lots of books, and you can find any book. There are lots of Dog Man books, which are my favorite books of all. When I go to the library, I read them, and that's why I like the library.
I'm also on a radio show at the library, and there was also a video making workshop that I did, and I did some animation, and I made a lot of new friends, and I laughed a lot, and it was really fun. My main reason of coming here is because it's books. Of course, it's a library, and I really like the wide selection of books, and they have computers and all sorts of stuff. They also recently did a mural painting thing where they painted the computer room in the back, and I got to be a part of that, and it was really fun. It looks really cool now, and I just really appreciate the library for being here, and if I had to choose between this library and any other one to go to, I would choose this one. I really like the Hudson Area Library, and I hope that it stays running for as long as I live or maybe even longer, because I know a bunch of people that love to read.
Do you like
to do a show on WGXC?
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
It'd be about
chocolate pigs.
She's obsessed with pigs.
Chocolate pigs.
Pigs are awesome.
All the way down.
But only dogs can hear.
Burn his.
I turned it down. Do it.
Did you hear that?
No.
And you are listening.
You're listening to 90.7. 90.7 WGXC Acre
Catskills.
Today,
East Durham.
Bartender, let's make it a double.
Yesterday
in your community, there were all sorts of local events, and WGXC has audio of some of them.
Last night, yesterday.
The day before yesterday.
Hi, this is Miles from Hudson. You're listening to WGXC. 90.7 FM, Acre Hudson Catskill.
Now that your picture's in the paper, being perfectly admired, you can have it a one that you have ever desired. All you gotta tell me now is wow, 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 welcome.